GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is enterprised and brought over the weekend. And it has to do with the call to reopen schools in Maine. Let's set the table for the listeners first, George. There was a strong call, and we talked about it, to reopen schools safely and immediately. Michael Lemelin, among those Republican lawmakers wanting to see Maine CDC and the governor's office, her administration, make that happen. A constituent of Michael Lemelin wrote to him, her name, Krista Garrity. In his reply to Krista Garrity, State Representative Michael Lemelin referred to COVID-19 as, quote, the, quote, China virus. China virus. What we do not know is if Michael Lemelin, you don't know every constituent in your district. We do not know if Michael Lemelin knows personally Krista Garrity. Krista Garrity is Asian American. She was, according to News Center, offended enough that she spoke with them and in her news interview with News Center spoke of how inappropriate, paraphrasing, she thought it was inappropriate. She thought it was concerning. She said her children were hearing things on the playground because there is some anti-Asian sentiment in our nation following COVID-19 coming from Wuhan City, China, and there are those that believe that China is more responsible than the WHO and the CDC says in their final report that they are. News Center spoke with Maine House Speaker Ryan Fectu. Am I saying Fectu correctly? Is it Fectu or Fectow? I'm not sure.
Well, if I was
what
just,
have you heard?
I haven't heard anything. I would, if I was just looking at it, I would say Fectu.
Fectu. All right, we'll go with Fectu. Okay. Krista Garrity said to News Center, quote, when people start using verbiage like this, it is only propagating more hatred, more fear, more xenophobia. Lemelin had a biblical reply to News Center. News Center went on and they talked with the Maine House Speaker, who, and this is, I'm going to take it right from what News Center said, attribution with assertion, Democratic Speaker of the House, Ryan Fectu, denounced Lemelin's claims and called his message to Garrity racist. Park there for a second. If you take what News Center says to the bank, Fectu called Lemelin's message racist. I don't know if you can say based on that line in the report, I do not think you can say that Fectu called Lemelin a racist. There's a difference.
Well, yeah. Look, I don't know what he said. I didn't. I read that report later. The quote is, he said a racist trope that was offensive and wrong.
And okay, that is what attribution with assertion. That is what Fectu said Lemelin did. Quote, especially in the light of the violence that's been committed, passive sentence, against Asian Americans in recent weeks, his, meaning Lemelin's, his reliance on a racist, and listen, they quoted it directly. There's a subject-verb disagreement here. His reliance on a racist tropes, I thought a trope is a singular. I thought tropes is plural. His reliance on a racist tropes is incredibly discouraging and, most importantly, totally beneath the office for which he holds. Doesn't matter if Fectu called Lemelin's comments racist. Lemelin says he has been branded a racist by Fectu's comments. So that brings us to the letter that Lemelin wrote and hand-delivered to Maine House Speaker Ryan Fectu. You see, I printed a copy of it for you as well. In your stack of stuff there?
Yeah, somewhere here, yep. Hand-delivered?
Hand-delivered.
So they shook hands over it?
I don't know if they shook hands. They might have elbow bumped. Now, when it says hand delivered, I don't know. Maybe it's someone from
Lemelin's office,
hand delivered it to the office or hand delivered it to him. That's what they had said. Do you want to read it to the listeners?
Nah, do I want to read it?
Want to read it to I'm over participating in that. I am trying to get this at the table because it's complex. And
well, I summarize it. I guess here.
Well, I think words matter.
I don't know how many paragraphs I'm supposed to read here.
I think words matter. So you probably should. I don't think you have to read the Honorable Ryan. Read that. Just take it from Dear Speaker Fecto.
Well, he said, I'm writing to publicly call attention to your childish behavior. I'm quoting here, it's not my words.
Yes, this is George reading the words.
And demand an apology. You have publicly smeared me for stating that the virus came from China by calling me a racist. Your actions recently to adjourn the legislature in the midst of a pandemic are further evidence of your intent to silence the voices of people whom you disagree with and bully the minority into submission. The type of irresponsible smear is part of a chilling pattern of oppression brought on by the arrogance of the one-party rule. The main people will see through this and other attempts to use the pandemic to remove the constitutional rights and liberties citizens have enjoyed since our great country was founded. Freedom of speech, the right to assemble, the right to defend oneself are foundational to the republic. You, Mr. Speaker, are acting as an opponent through smears and character assassination.
I think that's
there's a lot running through this other than just the racist portion.
I think that last line is actually, you, Mr. Speaker, are acting as an oppressor through smears and character assassination. So there's so now you've heard Lemelin's handwritten demand to House Speaker Ryan Fectu. So our question of the day asks, does Maine House Speaker Ryan Fectu owe State Representative Michael Lemelin an apology? If it was important enough for the House Speaker to comment on to News Center and make the claim that he did, is it as important that if he is wrong, if that Fectu should apologize to Lemelin for his comments? We've asked that question of you. This person writes to us. China virus refers to the point of origin, just as European variant points to origin.
Well, we went down this road the other day. We went through this whole characterization problem. The science community, the medical community, the epidemiologists do not refer to it in that manner. They refer to it as COVID-19, and they use other terms for it. It's been pointed out that you have the British variant. We're dealing with the Brazilian variant, the South African variant. We talked about the Spanish flu, which didn't originate in Spain at all. The interesting part of it is the ones that have originated in the United States are never called the American flu. But
Legionnaire's disease.
Well,
this person writes to us.
Legionnaire's disease wasn't called the American Legionnaire's disease, just Legionnaire's disease.
Well, who do you think they were talking about, the French Foreign Legion?
The swine flu didn't have anything to do with pigs.
This person writes to us, is it racist when they say South African variant? Is it xenophobic when they say UK variant? Come on, people, get over yourselves. This person writes to us, just going to read it like it's written. This racist card thing is getting so friggin' old when he called it the China virus. So my question is to you, where did the virus come from? Is he incorrect? I don't think so. Lyme disease is a horrible disease that started in Lyme, Connecticut. Is it racist to refer to the disease that way? If so, why? Are we still calling it the German measles, by the way? This person writes, no more racist than calling the German measles the German measles. This is just me. If Lemelin knows Krista Garrity personally and knows she is of Asian American descent, I think one could justifiably ask him, did you know that? And did you do that intentionally? He's already answered the question to say, no, he didn't. But this person writes to us, I don't know his motives, but it sounds insensitive, not racist. Having said that, in today's world, it's best to stick with COVID-19 and add zero inflammatory rhetoric. Park there for a second. Does one think that Lemelin intended to add rhetoric? Did he intend to inflame rhetoric by using the term China virus? I don't know if it was in quotes, by the way. I did see it presented in quotes. It might not have been.
Well, unfortunately, in the United States and other places in the world, I'm sure, the entire pandemic has been politicized to a degree. This came up during the presidential campaign. It continues today. Certain people with certain ideologies are using that term. Scientists are not using that term. And as a matter of fact, recommend that you don't use that term. But whatever.
The speaker and Ms. Garrity both owe him an apology. But we know they will not apologize for anything. That's a text message to us. Go back to when the news first started. Go back and read the news when this first started. Most everyone was calling it the China virus or the Wuhan flu. Once they decided Donald Trump was racist, then it became bad. That's what that person writes to us.
Well, you're not entirely incorrect in that. That is where it first started to get, and I'm not saying Trump did it. I'm just saying that's when it first became politicized. Now, we talked to many people. We've talked to Dr. Shaw. We'll be talking to another doctor this morning.
Dr. Jim Jarvis at Northern Light Eastern.
They will not be referring to it as China flu. They were referring to it as it is normally talked about by people who are in the field.
So I guess it's up for listener. It's up to you to decide yourself as to whether or not you think the term China virus is intentionally inflammatory. Whether he was saying that it's where it started and he chooses to call it that, and whether or not just because one person says, Ms. Garrity or House Speaker Fecteau, just because they say it is racist, is it racist? Just because someone says it's racist, does that make it racist? I'm really starting to wonder, this person writes. If you have a beacon strobe that goes off when these things happen, I think we're all just becoming sensitive to them. That's all. People are becoming offended by everything, and it's pathetic. P.S. Where did the variants come from? I'm just leaning on the text messages that are coming in, the people that are. This person writes to us, maybe it's my age, but are we now living in a moment dominated by the perpetually offended and aggrieved? Whatever happened to shrugging off someone's insensitive or clueless comments and going on with our day? I think now that we have a 24-hour news cycle and now that we have social media reporting, I think that might go away. Caller, we're going to get to you on the PDQ or telephone line. Does the House Speaker owe the state representative an apology?
Probably, but it really doesn't matter. I think we need to look at the big picture. Democrats don't care any more about racism than they do about guns away from criminals or about how many black people are killed by black people in Chicago. It's just another weapon in their arsenal.
Final word comes in this text message to us, which puts a smile on her face. It sounds like two little girls in a sandbox arguing over a Barbie doll. If you're online this morning, it's your opportunity to vote on the Central Maine Denture Center question of the day. Again, at WVOMFM.com, does Maine House Speaker Ryan Fecteau owe State Representative Michael Lemelin an apology, as his hand-delivered letter demands? GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.